Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, two in the books, one to go. 1 hour left of the big show. It is 60 minutes on the clock of The Usual Suspects. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. All right here on ESPN 97.5. This is the portion of the program where if I tell you that if you missed any portion of today's show, just go to ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab for The Usual Suspects, top of the page. It will have a drop down where you can pick out the hours of the show you might have missed, catch up on everything. And while you're there on the front page, there's also instructions on how to download the app. Then you can take us anywhere, everywhere, and never miss another show.
Do it. Why do you? I don't know what else to say.
Every time I say that, that's what you do.
But I feel like there's that awkward moment where I'm supposed to acknowledge that you said that, but I don't know what to say to acknowledge it other than...
Stick to your classic...
Do it.
Word.
Word. I guess I could do that too. Word. Do it.
That's what he does anyway. I mean, he's going to do it anyway.
So change it up.
Okay, change it up. Stop saying word, Barry. Yep.
What would you like me to say tomorrow at 3:04 when you bring us back and talk about the app?
Yep, great idea.
Okay, done. Done. I will say that corny-ass line.
Excellent.
Yep, that's a great idea. I like it. All right, this text came in, and I don't know. What are you doing?
Lips and hands.
Yeah, now he's got the power triangle going. That's the old power triangle.
Well, you need to meditate.
You can't defeat me. They teach you that in business. You make the little triangle with your hands. That's the power triangle, right?
Yeah.
Did you learn that, Joel?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Have you learned about the power triangle, Joel? You don't know about that?
I got a lot of... Just go ahead.
No.
What? No,
what?
Good.
Let it out.
Nope.
I feel like this has almost turned into a therapy session just now. You good?
I'm good.
Woosah. Right?
Namaste. They taught Taylor that, by the way.
Namaste?
Yeah.
Really?
She does namaste.
She does yoga?
Yeah, she does yoga on Wednesdays.
Part really?
Of school. What? After school, they have after school yoga. We signed her up. She loves
How
it.
How old is she?
4.
You got a 4-year-old doing yoga?
She's doing poses and everything.
What? Wow.
She understands it. Yep.
She's going to have incredible balance, though.
No. She's got the athletic ability of my sister. I need to work on it on a daily basis. Yeah, I have to work on it on a daily basis. Yep.
All right. Somebody texted the show and said, semi-usual suspect here. Well, this isn't starting off good.
Nope.
Semi-usual suspect. I haven't heard AJ talk about the ratings lately. How are you guys doing in terms of ratings? The station's doing okay. I think our show, I'm proud of what we've done. The station is doing okay. We tied for number one in the market in October, and we were fourth this past book in the market. But I am proud of the fact we've been number one at the station the last 2 months. Mm-hmm. So
interesting question, but yeah, I think we've been on a good roll.
And we'll be the first to tell you, it's great that we're number one at the station the last couple of months and 1-4 in the market the last couple of months. The ratings... It's a flawed system, so I don't always put a lot of stock into that. It's great when you win. It sucks when you lose. At the end of the day, as long as we know that they're, you know, to me, going to a listener party and seeing how many people pour into that or seeing how many of you pour into Klein's at the Christmas party, that's the true measure of how we're doing. And just the fact that when we go to a remote, you know, people used to never show up for our show.
That's what I was going
to
say.
When we were on a remote. Yep. And now, like when we were at 500 Golf, tons of people there. So it was great. So, I mean, yes, our ratings for as a show, far exceeding my expectations. Number one on the station 2 months in a row. But it's you take it with a grain of salt.
When we
you take it with
a grain of salt, for sure. I took Taylor to Zoo Lights. I had 5 people that tapped me on the shoulder and go, are you Joel from The Suspects? I'm like,
tell
what?
Bear I said hi is what they said, huh?
And I was like, he goes, I listen all the time. I was like, wow, thank you. I didn't, you know, you don't even think
they,
about that kind of stuff.
Did they say to tell me hi?
No, they actually said that I should
no, you're
tell
totally
you something
making
else.
That up.
And
no,
I can't repeat that on radio.
See, you're making that up. Every time I meet someone, their first thing is, don't tell Joel I said hi. Okay. That's what they say. All right, maybe not. Well, made that
I'm
up.
Glad that.
But thanks for checking. Yeah, we're doing good, actually, as a show.
Yeah. You any you
nope.
Said, that's the only text message you want to read?
That was the last one in the inbox.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I teased it before the break.
Okay.
Finalists for the Heisman Trophy.
Yep.
Otherwise known this year as the Joe Burrow Award. But Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, Fields, and Young from Ohio State.
I think this
get
is...
them right for a Final Four.
What was it again?
Young and Fields from Ohio State, Burrow from LSU, and Jalen Hurts from Oklahoma.
I think so.
I think they got it right. I mean, look, I'd love to be like, you know, honking for Jonathan Taylor, but Jonathan Taylor, you know, had a good year. But you have to be great to be in New York for the Heisman, and he wasn't great.
Yeah, and when I was doing that Twin Peaks appearance a couple of weeks ago, I was hanging out with Frankie Starrs and Tyler, and we were talking about drafts, and they were like, "Well, who do you think goes number one overall?" I said, "I think probably Burrow to Cincinnati." Mm-hmm. And then we talked about, I think Tua was a first round pick. I think there's a couple QBs. I could see Herbert going in the first round as well. But then they were asking, like, well, what about Chase Young? And I was like, I could see him going first overall, but I don't know that that's going to be the case because the Bengals have a need, right, at quarterback. If the Giants have the two pick, he might go there, but it depends too. Do the Raiders want to move up and try to get, you know, help? So I think a lot shakes out. I could see absolutely Chase Young being the first pick in the draft, but I just don't think it's going to happen because of need. Not because he's not deserving of it.
Don't sleep on the fact that regardless of injury, Tua is supposed to be, if he comes out, he's still supposed to be a first-round pick. A lot of people think he's the highest-rated quarterback, including over Burrow. There's some teams that are just enamored with him and his skill set. So it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out with him, the injury, the medical records, what people think.
Yeah.
But it's a good year if you need a quarterback.
Yeah, there's at least three, if not four. Yeah. So
it'll be interesting, but those are your four. Final four is set for football. Final four is set for the Heisman. It's going to be the award ceremonies now for the next 3 weeks or so before we really get deep into these big-time bowl games. But you'll have bowl games spackled throughout the month of December as we get close to the holidays, and then we get the best bowls at the end.
Yeah, there's a lot of bowls.
It's a tough wait. I don't, you know, I heard Fred and AJ talk a little bit about this, but I don't like this break. And I don't know from a player's perspective, and we talk about guys that take a year off, but I understand if you got guys that are banged up on your team that it's good to get healthy. But there's also something to be said about being in game shape in terms of not just from a cardiovascular perspective or lifting perspective, but taking the hits and your body's conditioned to it. And, you know, being in game shape in terms of your timing, whether it be offensively or defensively and all those things. And I think that you run the risk of being rusty when you come back, mm-hmm. or not being, you know, have that edge that you had before you left for the 3 weeks off. So sometimes I think it can hurt you.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. You feel like they can move this all up a little bit.
Yep.
Maybe everybody gets a week off and then start or something like that. But yeah, I think too much time is almost a detriment and not to their advantage. I was looking at these different award winners because, you know, they have the Lou Groza Award and the mm-hmm. Maxwell Award and all that. And Burrow's up for that for Player of the Year. Shout out the only, I will say local, and I'll preface that by saying, you know, I don't know where some of these guys were born or went to high school, but from a college perspective, the only college football player in state on this list of like the Danny Werfel Trophy, mm-hmm. which is for community service, or John Mackey Award, Outstanding Tight End, Jim Thorpe Award, Best Defensive Back. So of all those, Dane Roy... From?
He's a punter, right?
University of Houston,
yeah,
Nicholas.
He's a punter.
He's up for the Ray Guy Award
like
for Punter
years
of the
old.
Year.
Yes. He's like 30 years old. He's from
but
like
he
Australia.
Is literally, I'm going through this list, literally the only Texas college to have someone up for an award is
respect.
U of H.
Put some respect Dane on them Cougs
Roy.
Now, Barry.
No, I mean, that probably won't happen. But... I mean, oh, you won't? Yeah,
they're
no.
Better than the Fighting
shout out,
Phoenixes.
Shout out to Punter U. Actually, A&M is punter U, if we're being real.
Did Ray Guy go to
U of H?
No.
No. But
Shane Leckler, who, by the way, made the NFL A&M all-time 100
you.
Team. Did you realize
A&M
that?
Might be kicker
I think
U.
He did, didn't he? He was up for it.
A&M's known for kickers and punters. It's kicker U. That's definitely what it is.
Is Randy Bullock an Aggie?
Aggie, too. Yeah. Fat kicker is from A&M. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, he went. He came in
several punters and kickers.
Came in as an offensive lineman, left as a kicker.
Or came in as a kicker and left as an
old
lineman.
Like an offensive lineman, just found out he could kick better than anything else.
Yeah, he did.
Well, there you go. And there's that. And with that being said, we're rolling through the final hour of the show. So lots more to get to. If you do want to join us, 713-780-3776. That's our HRNP listener line. You can call that number. You can text that number. Always hit us on Twitter as we're available during the show and, of course, after the show for the most part. Before we do head to those break.
Hey, guys, are you ready for Christmas? We were talking about it earlier with Mark Klein. If you're not ready, get her some jewelry. And then I've got another great idea for you. Go with a win-win. Get her something that'll make her feel hot and heat up your holidays at the same time. I'm talking about the super warm, world-famous hoodie footy from our friends over at Pajamagram. Let's face it, when it's cold, it's hard to be hot. You know what I'm saying? You get it. You get it. Hoodie footy, it is the ultimate solution. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. And don't worry, you ain't got to wrap it. They're going to take care of it for you. That's not my forte anyway. So they're going to wrap it for you. And they're going to back it with 100% lifetime guarantee, and they're going to deliver it by Christmas if you order it right now. Get on it right now. You risk nothing. Make her happy. Keep her warm. You know, make a little sexy time as well with the Pajamagram. They're celebrating 10 years of the Hoodie Footy, so what they're going to do, if you go order, they're going to save you $10 on the adult-size hoodies. All you got to do is use promo code SAVE10 when you check out. Promo code SAVE10, you're going to get $10 off the adult-size Hoodie Footy. And again, they're going to wrap it for you. But get on it right now. Go to pajamagram.com. Use code SAVE10. Pajamagram.com, code SAVE10. And when you check out, tell them Barry from ESPN sent you.
Now hear this. You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Shane Leckler, indeed, one of the all-time top 100 in NFL history, and that deal that they've been doing weekly where they announce another position group. People, little known fact here, but the one-time Raider and Texan punter, NFL all-time leader in gross punting average, 47.6 yards per punt.
Pretty good.
And because of it, he made a living well into his 40s.
Yeah.
Kick ball, get check.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
What is his overall?
So
what did he earn for his career? Do you know?
I don't know what his career earnings are. I just know that with the Texans alone, he punted 430 times, averaged exactly 47.6 yards per punt, never averaging less than 38.8. He was first in punting average four times, top two in NFL in punting average 12 times in 18 seasons, first team All-Pro six times.
How much do you think he made in his career?
I'm going to say
he started his career in 2000. Last year was 2018.
$12 million.
Ha! 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 $34 million as a punter.
Man. Fathers, get your kid in the backyard and start teaching him to punt.
$34 million to punt the football. You maybe go in and punt what? Four times a game? Five times a game?
Yeah, well, some teams you don't punt at all.
Yeah. If you're playing for the Ravens, you very rarely do you punt.
In the past, it was like the Patriots. There were rare times that they had to punt.
Yeah. And if
so
Bill
you
O'Brien
CTE,
keeps
you
going for it on fourth
mil.
Down like a dummy, then you don't punt here.
Right. But But how about that?
Yeah, you don't get hit very much. You do occasionally have to make a tackle, at which point you completely break in half.
I mean, David Carr did it for three quarters of his career, but the first quarter was enough damage for all of us.
He punted?
No, he carried a clipboard, or he took a job where he made like, I think we looked up his net. He made like over $50 million a year, or $50 million in his career.
But
that's
he took
what
enough
I'm
hits
he took
for
a beating
a
in
lifetime.
The first couple of years, and then just carried a clipboard and kept making money and weren't getting Super Bowl rings.
Shane Leckler made $34,837,000. He could have just made $837,000, and that would have been a lot of money for a punter.
He shouldn't have quit.
That's crazy. Well,
should have just kept going.
I mean, at some point, you don't have a choice, right?
I don't think so. Based on the fact that even his last year, he was still effective.
He still got a signing bonus in 2018 from his deal with the Texans, but he didn't get a salary. Nice. He just got $600K.
To walk away.
Did he even play in 2018?
No, I don't believe so.
Wow. Yeah, he did.
What did he average?
2017 was his last.
What did he average his final year?
What?
What was his punting average?
2017?
Yeah.
49 yards.
That's pretty damn good.
That's
and you're talking
good.
About somewhere someone in the league was going to go, you know what? Just like kickers. You know what? You've got a value. You come kick for us if the Texans don't want you.
Inside the 20, he had 32 punts inside the 20 in 2017.
He was money his whole career
inside
the 20.
That was the second highest of his career. Oh, no, third highest. Excuse me. He had 34 in 2013 and 33 in 2008.
Gruden loved him with the Raiders because from a special teams perspective, he had two of the greatest of all time. He had Sebastian Janikowski kicking.
Yep.
Leckler punting, never had to worry about either.
Big Shane.
Yeah. And then Seabass. Yeah. Seabass was another one that was built like a lineman but could kick it from 60 yards.
I'm telling you, man. Kicker you. A&M, baby.
Seabass
all
went
day,
to Florida State.
Every day. Now, I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying Shane Leckler and all the outstanding punters and kickers.
There's
that have
a big difference between Shane Leckler and Randy Bullock.
But that's not the only two kickers to ever
well,
come out
the rest of
A&M. Well, I've got to Google it.
Okay.
Famous
I'll wait.
NFL kickers from Texas.
You're really doing that? Now, where are you on this? Have you heard this Le'Veon Bell situation going on now?
No.
So Le'Veon Bell out last week. Inactive, right? Wasn't doing any of the team activities because I think he was still fighting an illness.
Hold on.
Okay.
I'm sorry. This is so sad. So I went to Google 10 greatest kickers from Texas A&M, mm-hmm. and I ended up on an article from 2012, so it's all relative. Texas A&M football, 10 greatest Aggie players in NFL history, okay? Mm-hmm. 10 greatest Aggies that played in the NFL. I'm gonna breeze through this, and you tell me what you notice.
Okay.
All right, number 10, Aaron Glenn. Number 9, Dante Hall. Number 8, Ray Childress. Should be a lot higher. Number 7, Lester Hayes. Number 6, Kevin Smith. Number 5, Sam Adams. I went to school with him. Number 4, John David Crow. Number 3, Jack Pardee. Number 2, Von Miller. Number 1, Shane Leckler. What?
Number 1? With some of those names?
Ahead of Von Miller?
John David Crow won the Heisman, right?
Yeah. Well, it was like 1957.
Doesn't matter. He won a Heisman.
Yeah. They have Shane Leckler as the greatest Aggie to ever play in the NFL. Bleacher Report should just be shut down as a website if that's the case. That is the most asinine article I've ever heard of, and it's 7 years old.
That's a Bleacher Report article?
That is a Bleacher Report article. That is a dumbass article. I don't know who Michael Taglianti is, but he should be fired. That was terrible.
He probably has been. He's working for Deadspin now, and he's in a contract dispute. So this Le'Veon Bell story, get your guys' thoughts on this. So he was sick. He wasn't well enough to play Sunday for the Jets. So the report comes out that he wasn't doing team activities, he wasn't with the team, but starting at 10 p.m. on Saturday night, he was bowling with friends. There was alcohol involved. They couldn't prove whether he was drinking or not, but he bowled until 1 a.m.
Okay.
You okay with that? Because Adam Gase is not. He said it was a bad optic for Bell and the organization.
Optics are important.
By the way, no need for anyone, especially ESPN, to point out Bell was wearing orange leather pants while bowling with a group of friends. What are they hoping? Like he's doing Eddie Murphy stand up and he's going to rip his pants bowling or something? Who cares what he's wearing?
If I got you orange leather pants?
No.
Would you give him the Knicks so he could wear them?
Yep, I sure would.
Yep. And it changed that the last day because you were out immediately. No. Have you ever owned a pair of leather pants?
No. Would I ever own them? No. If Lisa wants to, amen to that, and I'd love every bit of it, but I'm not wearing them.
You've never owned a pair of leather pants?
No, not like you. I never even owned parachute pants like you.
Not even for
Johnny
Halloween.
Break Dancer?
Don't even look at me.
Nope.
You've never owned leather pants?
Nope.
Nuh-uh. Never tried them on.
I would rock a pair of leather pants.
If you're a rock star.
I would wear them on stage. I would wear them to the store. Everywhere.
Maybe so not. Weird.
No, that is kind of weird for
you. You'd wear them on stage. You want to be like Eddie Murphy.
I wouldn't wear them on stage.
Come on.
I parachute pants was as far as I went. Yeah, it is kind of, and it was weird that they would point that out.
Adam Gay says that it wasn't his fault that he's still contagious.
He was saying what he basically said. Look, he didn't want him at the locker room. He didn't want him near the team because he was so contagious. What he didn't like was the fact that he was bowling and drinking. He would rather him at home getting better. That's what Gay said. So he wasn't necessarily mad that he was out bowling. He was mad that he wasn't with the team. He was mad that he was bowling, drinking when he was supposed to be getting better.
Yeah, it's a bad look. I mean,
and he said there wouldn't be any discipline.
That would be like
talk to him.
That would be like me calling in sick and then you guys find it out that I went to the club. It'd be like, well, wait a minute. Are you sick or what's going on? You can't do that.
Yeah.
Just a bad look.
You know what? Texans fans have had a little experience with this.
Oh,
remember
have they?
Jadeveon Clowney? Jadeveon Clowney didn't travel with the team on a road trip.
Uh-huh.
And they found him in Louisiana.
That's
gambling.
Why he got traded. That is exactly why he got traded. Can't trust him.
No, that's not why.
Hey guys, if you haven't signed up for my bookie yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. If you're even considering getting action on games, my bookie makes it so easy to do that. It's super easy to sign up. You just go in there, you can pay by, you can upload money in your account using e-check or a Visa, MasterCard, tons of Bitcoin if you got that. Lots of different ways to get started with my bookie. And what I love about it is it's safe, it's reliable. Nobody pays you faster. You get your cash when you want it. They've got everything you could want, more prop bets than any other sports book out there, and their mantra is you play, you win, you get paid. And that last part is super important. When you want your money, they're going to pay you. Some of these places try to give you the runaround or delay giving you your money. Not with my bookie. When you want your cash, you're going to get it. Now of course they're going to verify and make sure it's you, but then after that you get paid out. Don't bet with some no-name sports book. I don't want you risking your money. It's already a risk just gambling. That's why they call it gambling. Don't risk it with some no-name sports book as well. Be smart and bet with my bookie. And right now when you sign up, they're going to double your first deposit. That's up to $1,000 in free money for you to wager how you see fit at MyBookie. All you got to do is put in promo code radio to take advantage of that exclusive double your money offer. It's MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, 30 minutes to go on the show. We take you till 4, Blitz takes you till 7, all right here on ESPN 97.5. Show kind of flew by today, huh?
And went very quickly. What's our theme for tomorrow, Nick?
I'm knowing. Why don't you tell me, sir?
Why is it on me? Because every time I say that I have to do it every week, you guys say no. The one week I didn't do it, we didn't have a way back Wednesday, and now you're pinning it on me again.
Oh, my God. You're going to... Oh, wow.
Why are we...
You're
coming up with a theme every week? Is that what you're doing?
Songs about letdown. Songs about rain in the cold. I feel like we're playing $25,000 Pyramid. Keep giving me hints.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
I'll think of something to text you guys.
Beep. Songs about the cold.
Famous last words from last week.
Yeah.
I'll think of something to text you guys.
Songs about cheating. Songs about rain. Songs about cold. Okay. Kiku.
I still kind of regret not auditioning for that with Strahan.
I think you should have.
I kind of regret not doing it now. I don't know that I would have done good, but...
Barry, you're supposed to get through this life without regrets.
No regrets.
No regrets.
Yeah, well. I have some, that is for sure.
Okay, just carry on with your day. You had something you wanted to bring up.
I did. Nicholas, I think you're going to like this more than Joseph.
Okay.
Did you hear the Nick Cannon diss track on Eminem?
He dissed Eminem?
Yes. So apparently he was upset because this, now stay with me here. Eminem had claimed he had a relationship with Mariah Carey, so she made a song called Obsessed, which was about Eminem, saying that he was lying about the relationship. So then he dissed her in a diss track, and I don't remember what it was called. And Nick Cannon said, hey, man, I respect you, but you're my wife. You can't diss my wife like that. Not you're my wife. You can't diss my wife. You're dissing my wife. Can't do that. We should meet face to face. They never did. Nick Cannon made a diss track a while back. No one knew about it. So then he does another one now. It gets released on WorldStar. It's on YouTube. And he's got one verse in it. And then he's got three other dudes also dissing Eminem in it. And it is the worst diss. It is awful.
I didn't hear it.
It is not even close to... But why
is it suitable for our radio?
No, he calls him...
You always do this to yourself.
So at the end, he tries to be real clever. And he tries to, instead of Elvis Presley, he uses the term for kitty cat. Elvis P-wordly. It was terrible. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Now, he did mention in the diss track that he met a guy who was a chauffeur for Eminem that had a video of Eminem performing oral on another man. And that Eminem made him delete the video and then beat him up and fired him. And I was like, oh, well, now, that's throwing out some dirt.
Jeez.
But it's not a good diss track. It's awful. In fact, I saw a tweet that had like the YouTube, you know, you see how many likes and dislikes. It had 3,000 likes, 31,000 dislikes. That's how bad it is.
Wow.
Like, everyone was like, this is absolute garbage.
Lyrically, you don't want to mess with
Eminem. Yeah, you don't diss. You don't diss Eminem. I mean, his wordplay is absolutely ridiculous. And he probably could out-rap all three of those, four of those guys that are on.
I mean, he made a name for himself coming up battling.
Yeah.
And so you're going to go after that guy? And I get it. Eminem has fallen off. He's not the same Eminem he was 10, 15 years ago or whatever. But he had Suge Knight on the album or on the record, and it starts off with Suge Knight talking, and it ends with Suge Knight talking from prison, mind you. Mm-hmm. And at one point in his verse, Nick Cannon has the gall to say that he's the next Tupac.
Oh, my goodness.
Swear to you. He says, I think he says, Suge told me I'm the next Tupac. No one told you that, bro. No one told you you're the next Tupac.
Nobody.
I promise you, no one. Suge may have said you could say that. And if he did tell you that, he didn't mean it. He's just trying to get you to get him out of prison or make him relevant again. No one told you you're the next Tupac. That is ludicrous.
Absolutely ludicrous. I don't know why he would even bring that up.
I wish
you're not even the next Ludicrous.
Yeah, you're not even the next Ludicrous.
Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
I mean, because look, Nick Cannon is constantly hanging on, but then people still give him jobs. But for a long time, Nick Cannon was known as Mariah Carey's husband.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. And then he's definitely the breadwinner.
He's on America's Got Talent.
They're divorced now, right?
Yeah. He's got America's Got Talent.
No, is he? I don't think he's America's Got Talent anymore. I think that's the big dude that always flexes his pecs.
Oh, Terry Crews?
Isn't he on AGT now, or is it still Nick Cannon?
Cruz just took the place of somebody else.
Nick Cannon is hosting one of those talent-based shows. And then I asked you guys this before. All of a sudden, one day, he showed up, and he was wearing a turban, and that was his thing for a while. Like, every show he was wearing, I was like, did I miss something? Did he convert to a religion or something?
A turban? Are you sure it wasn't like a wave cap?
No, seriously. It was like a turban.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, the Nick Cannon Show, Wild and Out, America's Got Talent, Lip Sync Battle.
Oh, it was America's Got Talent. But I don't think he's doing it anymore.
Yeah, I just read the quick.
It could be over.
His resume?
Maybe he still is. I don't know.
His stint could be over. Yeah, that's true. But I didn't read that part.
But he definitely, for a while there, and I don't know if he's still doing it, but there was a pretty good window of time where when he was making public appearances and otherwise, he was wearing a
turban. He's hosting Masked Singer.
Oh.
Masked Singer.
Okay.
Yeah. And then someone said he killed it in Drumline.
Which is Jenny McCarthy and Nicole Scherzinger and
And what, Drumline or
the
Masked
Singer? Over the Masked Singer.
Oh, yeah.
All the judges.
Kim Jung.
But yeah, I don't know why he was suddenly doing that either. I actually, strange fact though, I sat at the Super Bowl in Dallas. Uh-huh. I sat next to him.
Uh-huh.
And he constantly was reminding people to not point at him or draw attention to him because he was famous and he didn't want to be bothered. No one knew who the hell he was. I happened to realize it. Then when I realized he was cheering for the Steelers and he was getting a little mouthy towards the end of the Super Bowl, when he figured out the Steelers weren't going to win, he tried to tiptoe out. I had a few things to say about Mariah Carey and otherwise. Yeah, I dropped a few lines.
When somebody does that, you should be like, you know, you hear him going, hey, guys, keep it down. I'm famous. I don't want people to know me. You'd be like, you should take your phone out and don't even call anybody. Just act like, be like, hey, babe, it's me. No, guess what? I'm sitting next to Rick Cannon. Just use the wrong name. I'm sitting next to Chris Rock. Just like somebody completely different than who it is.
One of the Wayans like, brothers is sitting right here.
Sitting next to Marlon Wayans, babe. Yes. Oh, my God. I'll get an autograph.
Jeez. I was so.
That's
like,
what you should have done.
And I waited. And
you
I
actually
waited.
Should have done.
And then
that.
When he had to go running, he was like, "Oh, I'm." He's trying to sneak out. And I just go, "What? Did Mariah call? Did the babysitter leave early? You got to get home. Does she need something from the store? Get out of here."
That's funny.
Steelers fan, Nick Cannon. Yeah, man, you don't mess with Eminem.
He's trying to get Eminem. Apparently, somebody said he's trying to get him to battle him on Wildin' Out. Eminem's not going on that show.
No, he's not. Eminem's he's not really not big going. On interviews or radio interviews to begin with.
I also feel like Eminem's a guy that's not trying to hang on.
No, he knows. Well, he just had that one album come out, but it was not good. And he there was somebody else that took a run at him, and he had a diss track and all that. And then there was the Trump song, which was awful. But
yeah, because that's the Secret Service interviewed him over it.
Yeah, but let's face it. I mean, how old is Eminem? Everybody, you know, Father Time's undefeated, right? He is 47 years old.
Yeah,
he done.
Yeah, he had a good run.
And there's nothing wrong with
him. And he's one of the greatest of all times. But now you're going to take a run at him? Come on now.
Barry, what's his career earnings? What would you guess for Eminem?
Eminem?
Yeah.
I'd say... 250. Yeah, I was going to say north of 200 mil.
Okay. Well, now I got to Google it. That's normally your job. Well, I thought you were doing it. Wait.
How you going to ask the question?
Why does it got to be bitch? Because normally you're the guy that knows, but I'm just saying, what would you guess?
But when I ask you, I have the answer in front of me so that when you guess, I can say right or wrong.
210.
210.
Closest without going over. Remember that?
I didn't even guess. So I said 211.
Oh, you said 210.
No, you're right. You said over 200. I went over. I said 250.
Oh, okay.
So...
not even have it
I
up.
Saw 190.
Didn't even have it up.
Okay, well, I mean, that's still a lot. That's fantastic. I mean,
either way, right?
That is a lot of money. And, yeah,
he makes an estimated 10 to 15 million per year profits from touring, but also...
The residuals, probably.
Yeah.
What was his first... was it 97 when he drops Slim Shady?
No, it was 99, but he had already dropped music prior to Slim Shady, but Slim Shady's what made him because he started working with Dr. Dre at that point. I think it was 99.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
That's crazy. Yeah,
he dropped My Name Is.
Take a listen, and I wish we could find a clean version and play it because
I've listened
awful.
To that album. Oh, no, the diss track
from Nick Cannon. Take a listen to it. It's god-awful.
I had no idea he even had... I mean...
It's hilariously bad.
I didn't even expect to hear about a diss track coming from Nick Cannon of all... But you're a TV host now. And he's never been kind of known as this, you know, really tough gangster rapper. You know, not that, you know, not to question his toughness, but that's not what he was known for.
Yeah.
So...
I even sent us a tweet where Eminem tweeted and said, I demand an apology, Nicholas. You've made my gardener so jealous. That's outstanding. That's good stuff.
Did you see this thing that was hitting social media all day today, too, about the bodybuilder that got engaged to his silicone sex doll?
He got engaged to a sex doll?
Yeah, after... He got her cosmetic surgery.
He got her pre knocked her up. And then he's like, well, I guess I got to marry her.
Legitimately plastic surgery. Wow. Yeah.
Crazy. He got a man. Sex doll plastic surgery.
After 8 months of dating, Kazakhstan based actor and bodybuilder Yuri Topolchenko is telling the world
Topolchenko.
He recently bought his girlfriend, Margot, cosmetic surgery and proposed to her. Margot is a silicone sex doll. He keeps an Instagram account for her.
Is this the dude that squirts oil in his muscles to make him look bigger? Have you seen that guy?
I have not.
Really? You can do that?
You haven't seen that guy? Oh, I got to find him on Instagram. That'll be our
squirt
that'll be
oil our, in your muscles?
That'll be our IG ho of the week. You got to see this dude. He's a weirdo. He squirts oil and to make his biceps look huge. It's the most awkward thing because he doesn't have a leg day squirt where he puts it in his calves or anything.
Yeah.
He just looks like a moron. And he's walking around like flexing, but it's not flex. It's not muscle. It's just this oil.
I'm guilty. I tried it.
It's the weirdest thing. I'm going to find it for you.
Now, remember, this was these dolls were that big deal that was right here down the block. They were thinking about opening up, and then it got blocked.
Yes, the sex dolls.
So now they said
Topo Chico has one.
They said he's not alone. They said there's a Starz.
Well, no, because he's got the doll.
There's a Starz documentary called Silicone Soul. It premiered in October. It takes a close look at the lives of people that are doting doll partners and committed. Wow. Italy's first sex doll brothel opened last year and was booked out for weeks.
This dude really is taking pictures with this doll.
At restaurants.
This has
all
to be
over.
Fake.
I mean, the only thing I would think, I saw it said he's starving for attention. He's hoping this is a way
this
to get
fake.
Noticed.
This is fake. Because, you know
it's
what?
It's in the New York Post.
He's not an ugly dude. I really thought he was going to be this hideous looking guy. He could land a woman. I'm not saying she's going to be some sort of supermodel or anything.
People commenting all day. Like,
wow.
It's just weird.
That is super
and she's
weird.
Very, very
she's hot.
Lifelike.
I did
looking.
It.
Okay.
No. She is very lifelike looking.
Yeah.
Not really. Well, oh, that's great.
I'm just telling you. I don't know if he gets up for that kind of thing.
But if he got upside, see what? Okay. Hey, guys, go download Get Upside. Do yourself a favor. Hang on to your money this holiday season and spend it on the wife or the kids or the husband. It's your money. Stop giving it away. Stop leaving it at the pump. Stop leaving it at the dinner table when you eat out. Go download Get Upside. It's in the iTunes and Google Play Store. Completely free to install. No catch, no gimmicks. You're not locked in. I promise you, you're not going to put this on your phone and be like, oh, great. Now I got to use it for a year because I'm paying all this money. Nope. It's free. You're not locked in. And it's actually you getting money instead of giving money. And that's super important, man, because when you're at the pump and you're filling up and you're paying for gas and prices go up and down, the one thing that's cool about Get Upside is you can always be getting cash back. Now, your mileage may vary on what you get every time you fill up, but you could be getting up to 25 cents a gallon every single time. You're going to get that every time? Maybe not, but it doesn't matter because regardless of how much you get back, it's your money and you're holding on to it. We've got listeners that have $600 in their account by using Get Upside. Where's your money at? Well, if you're not using Get Upside, you are leaving it at the pump or leaving it at the table. And I mentioned the 25 cents a gallon. You can get 35%, up to 35% cash back every time you eat out. It was featured on ABC 13, guys. This is legitimate. It's real. Do yourself a favor right now. Go download Get Upside. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back. Thank me later.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back wrapping things up on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We'll put a bow on it, turn it over to Fred, AJ, Aaron, The Blitz. They take you home till 7. You keep it tuned right here to your favorite sports radio station in the city of Houston.
A few people were texting and tweeting saying that the reason Nick Cannon came out with this was because Eminem was on Fat Joe's song, I guess, and dissed him there. So, whatever.
The point is, that's fine. He responded. It's fine, but he's still not going to be able to compete.
The point is, it was awful, and he lost.
Yeah, I mean that's and again, there's just certain things. I mean, you're not going to take on certain people in certain things,
right?
I'm not going into a rap battle against Eminem.
No.
So, I think we glazed over this a while back, but this story still continues to bother me a bit. Shockingly, this happened in Florida. I don't know if you were here or not the first time we brought this up, but a guy got a misdemeanor charge, 20-year-old man in Florida, for allegedly engaging in sexual contact with a pair of large stuffed animal toys at a Target.
Sexual what?
Conduct.
Okay. I don't know if it's contact or conduct, or you combined them.
You want to do this?
No, I just didn't know, because there's a big difference,
you
right?
If you want to do this, let me know.
Sexual conduct and sexual contact.
I think he put a D in the T, though.
Misdemeanor information charges Cody Christopher Meter criminal mischief in connection with the incident 10 miles from his house. The accuser on December the 5th said he basically maliciously and willingly damaged Target goods by... Parents, please turn the radio down if you're in the car. Ejaculating on the merchandise.
What?
He went to Target, and if you're interested, they even mention, I believe, the stuffed animal.
First person to make a cleanup on aisle five joke is getting blocked. I'm just going
to
say that.
He admitted during the process of being booked inside the police station to doing stupid stuff and said that he had, quote unquote, and Nick, I don't know if I can say this word, but I already used the proper term for it, all over Olaf, the stuffed animal from Frozen.
No.
He violated Olaf.
Who's Olaf? I don't know who that is.
This, like,
that's not
snowman looking creature.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so you're not even going for, like, the chick stuffed animal thing or, you know, like,
no.
We just got done talking about the bodybuilder and the
sex style
that at least looked like a pretty decently put together female.
Now, was he drunk and high or what?
He was free on $150 bond. It doesn't say. It says he arrived to a Target.
That's all you get for finishing Olaf?
He arrived at a Target around 2 p.m. in the afternoon. This isn't after a bender or something crazy like that. He arrived at the Target at 2 p.m. He approached a display featuring characters from the Disney film Frozen. He selected a large Olaf stuffed animal. He placed it on the floor. And he proceeded to dry hump the cinematic snowman until he finished his business.
Wow. Okay, so many questions. First of all, and we'll just start.
Returning the soiled stuffed animal to the merchandise rack.
Let's just start from and work backwards.
All right.
Who's out here dry humping until they finish?
I don't know.
Is that even possible?
Again, why are you looking at me?
It's just a question. I'm just asking.
You were looking at Joel, and then you look directly at me.
I'm not looking at him.
Okay. I'm just asking a question.
Ask the audience.
I did.
713-780-3776.
I did. Is that even possible? Second of all, he chose Olaf. So he was going through eeny, meeny, miny.
Olaf.
And then no one saw, because look, even if you have a quick trigger, 2 minutes, let's just say you're 2 minutes and you're done. No one saw this man in 2 minutes dry humping a stuffed snowman in the middle of a Target.
It wasn't just 2 minutes, because upon returning Olaf to the rack, he then proceeded to select a large unicorn stuffed animal and dry hump that as well.
Did he dry hump it or ride it?
It says dry hump.
Okay.
In the report. Checking.
But this takes, if we're assuming that this is 4 minutes to commit both crimes, no one walked past this dude and went, excuse me, why are you dry humping that unicorn?
No one's going to do that. I'm not doing that.
Are you serious?
I'm not going to stop somebody while they're dry humping something.
I absolutely would do
that. At least in the
that.
Case of the unicorn, he could have said, hey, the doll looked horny. Just thought I'd throw it out there.
I'm putting my stuff up.
It was right there for you. The Target store has said that they proceeded to remove both of the stuffed animals from the store floor and then later destroyed them, as well they should.
Well, they were already destroyed. I have news for them.
Exactly right.
I have news for them. They were already destroyed. Their innocence was taken.
Everything.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
a
disaster.
That's terrible. Dude, oh, I saw him. He looks like a guy that would rape a stuffed animal.
2 in the afternoon, bro?
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. There's nobody walked past this guy and went, sir?
No one's doing I'm not doing that.
You really would not do that.
No, I'm not interrupting
Joel.
Somebody pleasing themselves.
I did it. What?
You raped a stuffed animal?
No, we've stopped the guy from doing it. When we were kids at the mall, my best friend and I were walking through the mall, and we saw a dude, like, literally undressing like a female mannequin in one of the departments while touching himself. And we went and got a manager, and the dude took off, and we were like, going, no, he's right there. He's going behind. He's going there. And they're like, the
store security thing was trying to catch the guy. Yeah, he's the one running around the mall with an erection. It wouldn't be hard to find.
Dude got away.
Did he really?
Yeah. He got away. But yeah, my best friend Sean and I were like, is he doing it? And then we're like, no, that's not right. And then we went to get the manager, and the dude saw it. He's like, he's a dead sprint out. And like, you know, the undercover guy was
on. What was he doing to it specifically?
He was rubbing its private parts.
He was rubbing his privates on the mannequin?
No, he was rubbing his private parts while his other hand was rubbing the private parts
of
the mannequin.
So he was getting a second base on the mannequin?
I would definitely think he was definitely going for extra bases. Yeah.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Impressive? I was looking for the word weird. Yeah. Not impressive.
That's impressive that someone's
awkward.
That weird.
Yeah, creepy.
Weird.
Not impressive.
Impressive.
Impressive?
Yeah.
No.
That is that weird that someone actually exists like
Nick's
that.
Like, Nick's like, I want to party with that
Nick's
dude.
Like, man, that's hot. Like, no. That's
I
awful.
Think that's hilarious.
I
want to
buy that
He's
dude
a weirdo,
beer.
Hey, but it's hilarious.
Beer, you think you get me that Olaf doll?
I think it's hilarious, though.
That is kind of funny.
It's
but could
absolutely
you imagine?
Hilarious.
What are you in for? I felt up a mannequin. What? What are you in for? Murder? Oh,
I murdered
just
that
kidding.
Unicorn.
I murdered that mannequin. I tore it up. Should have seen her. Yeah, that's not. God.
Have you seen Rainbow Bright?
Wow.
Jeez, these people are sick.
You know, and impressive. I'm not trying to promote prostitution at 355 on the show.
Good.
You could just go get a prostitute and have sex with an actual woman. She's going to pay her light bill. You're going to have sex. No one has to molest a mannequin or a stuffed snowman in the middle of a Target.
And on
Can't
that note, that'll about do
mannequin.
It for us. But speaking of paying your light bill, if you want an energy provider that is going to give you the best rates and the best deal possible in the city of Houston, Texas, let me tell you about Infuse Energy. CEO Josh Pestikoff and his staff have done a fantastic job. They are locally owned and operated, and their sole focus is to make sure you are happy and you are taken care of as a customer of Infuse Energy. They're going to be 100% honest with you because they want you to be happy. Therefore, it means there are going to be those rare times there's another energy company out there. They can beat their prices. They're going to tell you who it is and definitely who you can go to if you want to do that, because you may not go with them this time, but you'll go to them at some point because you know that you can trust them when you're doing business with them. Check them out at InfuseEnergy.com. Better yet, call them 844-INFUSE2. 844-463-8732. You mentioned ESPN 97.5. Right off the top, $25 bill credit, and they'll take you from there. They'll find out if you're using it for business or for your home, when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, and then make sure that they get you the best deal and rate possible. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back and a company that has a 5 out of 5-star rating on the Public Utilities Commission of Texas. It's the best you can get. Check them out. You're going to be happy you did. Infuse energy into your life. That'll do it for us. Blitz is coming up next. Stay tuned right here on ESPN 97.5.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our 4 favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.